Hello and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine. Because if you're gonna have a drink,
you might as well make it a double. Jasmine, how was your week?
It has been great. Yours has been way busier, so you should maybe go first.
Yeah. So the reason we're recording this on Monday and the episode is a little late is because the community theater show that I was in happened this week, which means we had tech rehearsal on Monday and dress Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday was my only day off. And then I had a show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But also my mom was in town, so it was very lovely. And then on Sunday, after the last show, was the cast party, which I have a problem of saying I should go home. But which is why I don't have a voice. Because we also went to karaoke after.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we went to karaoke. So
Wait. So how was like the after party? Well, how was your last show?
So the last show was actually so good. I think it was like the best that ever went, which is like, that's, of course, because it was like, we were all like, we're never going to do this again. it was absolutely lovely.
Were there any like surprises at all, or how, like, was the crowd full?
The crowd's been like pretty much full every day. And then, it was a good crowd. I'm trying to think, like, it was a pretty, the show happened.
No hiccups or anything?
No hiccups or anything. I was, like, so stressed because I was on the awards committee because there's, like, a party planning committee, and within the party planning committee, there's an awards committee. So because this one had, like, such a small cast, we were, like, everybody's going to get an award. I forgot to pick up the sashes that I was making, so suddenly I panicked, and I was, like, I don't have enough ribbon. What we ended up doing was just splitting the sashes in half and pinning them to everybody, which, like, I really wish I had thought of at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Instead of when I was panicking and, like, ordering $40 worth of ribbon from Michael's. Like, So that worked out. So everybody had a cute little sash that everyone wore all night. It was so cute.
That's so cute.
So, like, all the pictures have sashes.
What award did you get?
I got the Spirit Award, which is... I've heard it's the best one because it's like you embody the spirit of like the organization, which is lovely. I just felt very special when I found out that I got it because I was like, I'm never going to get that one. I was like, I'm going to get like best comedic timing or like most ridiculous or something like that. Or like friendliest. But I don't know. I just felt very, very special. But I also think that like, this cast was very, everyone talked about like how special it was, but because it was so, there was only like 28 of us, and like we really did spend like so much time, so like everyone was able to like form friendships and like really get to know each other, which like usually doesn't happen. So it was just really lovely.
That's nice. Yeah. And then, so you guys went to a bar and then you went karaoke after that?
Yeah, so the cast party was at a bar. We have like a space reserved. So
really
that
cool bar. Have you been there before?
I've never been there before, but it was called Mary's. It was really cute. It was pretty cheap actually. The food was delicious. I had some steak tacos, but because I was finishing sashes while I was drinking, because I wrote on the sashes, which is why I talked about my dilemma. I ordered tacos, but I was like so stressed about finishing the sashes that I was like eating them slowly. But so by the time I finished them, they were like a little cold and soggy, but they were still so good that I was like, these would be amazing warm. Somebody had like a buffalo chicken wrap that they said was delicious. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we went to karaoke afterwards, like 11 of us. Yeah, Lindsay sang Part of Your World.
Nice.
I have a sick video of her. But I don't know. It was just,
what'd you sing?
I sang Dancing Through Life.
Nice.
Well, okay, to be fair, people were picking 12-minute songs. So yeah. I was like, okay, well, if people are picking 12-minute songs, then. So yeah, that was lovely.
Nice.
And that was my weekend. What did you do? Nice. Oh, wait, I also left out all the parts where we hung out.
Well, I can say it, because that's really all that I did this week. But a lot of our friends and I went to Ariana and Lindsay's show on Friday night, which was opening night.
Correct.
And it was great. You did amazing. You did great.
Thanks.
And then we went to like an after. No, that was Saturday. Let me think. Oh, yeah. So then your mom joined us.
Correct.
And she was like, you see, then we went to a bar and then.
Yeah.
It was just like nice. It was like a nice little night. It was nice. And then Saturday was pretty chill. And then you had an early show on Saturday. So me and Emily and Katie, we met up at like a wine bar, and then you met up with us at the next bar, I think.
Yeah, I met up with you guys at like 9, I think.
Oh yeah, at
because my mom was leaving early on Sunday morning, and she was like, she literally fell asleep at like 8
she was like, I just want to sleep peacefully.
No, she was like, I literally was like, we'll just stay and chill until you kick me out. And then she was like, I just want to go to sleep. And then I was like, oh, you're kicking me out. Understood. No, but it was just really lovely. And then I met up with you guys. I probably stayed out a little too late.
We definitely. But... Oh, yeah. And then we went to one of your cast members' birthday parties.
Yes, Jacob. Yes. Shout out, Jacob, if you're listening. You're not. But.
And that was so fun. And the DJ there was playing such great music.
I know.
And the end was taking requests, which, thank God.
I feel like we should go there more often.
Yeah, we're just never there, like, in that area.
I know. It's so far uptown.
When the hell are we ever on 14th Street? Actually, that's not true. We are often. But
yeah.
I feel like we're never really over there unless we're going to the Winslow, which I guess is right next to it.
Yeah.
So we should just go to that bar instead of the Winslow.
Yeah. Anytime we're like, let's leave, we should just be like, let's go to
the other bar. Hang out.
Excuse me. I literally am choking because my...
It's okay. I'm so hoarse. I'm so hoarse. So I can edit it out.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, we just haven't been to the Winslow in forever, right. So it's like, what, we just, like, always hang out.
I don't think we've been since my birthday.
Great. Yeah, that was basically it. And then Sunday, I'm going to be honest, I literally binge-watched all of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
So. I'm so excited to watch it.
I'll keep my thoughts.
Yeah, well,
I'll keep my thoughts.
She'll talk about it in what we watched this week.
Yeah, but that was basically my whole weekend.
Yeah, that was lovely. And today is Monday night, and I'm so excited to sleep. Because I didn't go to sleep till 1 a.m.
That's crazy.
I don't think I've gone to sleep before midnight in weeks.
It'll be so good for you now that you can just like relax a little bit.
I agree.
Backtrack. But so fun that you were able to have that experience.
I know. It really was lovely.
All right. Our first pop culture topic that we have here today is Travis and Taylor were finally spotted after like 2 months of no spotting. On Mother's Day in Philadelphia with pretty much all the Kelseys. I don't know. I honestly couldn't find anything that her mom was there. Every article that I read just named the Kelseys and didn't say Taylor's mom. Have you seen anything?
I can't remember.
I feel
if
like
I saw
people
something.
Said stuff like when I was listening to other podcasts that she was there, but I didn't.
I would just assume that she was there. Like, cause I would just assume that she was there.
Yeah, okay.
But Taylor's always with her mom. Like, even when she's traveling, her mom was there so much.
Yeah.
Like,
So, I would also be shocked. Unless maybe, like, I don't know. Who knows? But they went to a restaurant called, I want to say it was called, Tallulah's Garden in Philadelphia. I wonder if Katie's ever been there.
We should definitely ask her.
Yeah, we should ask. And they just like looked cutie and like normal, and it was like a busy restaurant. They just like went in.
Are you on the Taylor Swift obsessed side of Twitter?
Well, yes, but like reference what you're gonna reference.
Okay, so what I'm going to reference is that the longest time that Taylor Swift had gone in hiding.
Was right before Reputation.
Yes. And it was the exact same amount of days.
And wasn't she spotted on Mother's Day? Right.
She was spotted on Mother's Day, and she disappeared right after the Super Bowl. So I would just like to say that Taylor Swift does not do anything. That to me,
that's on purpose.
That's on purpose. When people are like, the colors mean no. That's on purpose. The fact that her website went 26% off, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
And the AMAs, like, and the AMAs are on the 26th.
Yeah.
Again, not a coincidence.
For reference, last week, her website changed the order of things, and there was one of the things they said, like, all the stuff that was on sale, the categories were
apparel,
music, was it?
Yeah, it's apparel, music,
something with an A, and then
stuff. Yes, whatever it was. The four categories in order spelled AMAS, which is the American Music Awards,
which she usually attends.
She usually attends.
She thinks Why is the AMA so important to her, do you think? Is it because it's like fan voted?
Maybe.
So like feels more important? I don't know. But so,
maybe there's something about it, like, I don't know. I'm sure we could look it
yeah.
up
and it's,
we
would have an answer. Yeah, I believe it's next week.
The yeah, AMAs it's the 26th.
Yeah. Did you say that? Sorry.
I did.
I was thinking about my next, what I was
no,
saying.
No, you're fine.
But yeah, so look out to see if anything happens mm-hmm. at the AMAs. We will be watching, I think.
I mean, I definitely will
yeah.
be watching.
I'm trying to think of when's the 26th. Oh, it's next Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Memorial. Okay, so we can hang out and then like all
that'll be lovely.
And then we'll watch the AMAs.
Okay, great.
We'll know how to stream it. But I just want it to be known, next week we will have an on-time podcast, but if she releases Reputation on Monday, we will be doing another emergency pod.
Absolutely.
So you might get two episodes next week.
But that being said, I don't think that she would just surprise drop Reputation.
Okay, but if she announces it, what if she announces it? Should we still do a surprise pod?
Yeah, we could do like a reaction
and then
pod.
We can rank
yeah.
the Reputation, like the old Reputation.
Yeah, yeah if the, we'll see how much
we'll
she announces.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. But if that happens, I'm letting you guys know. But yeah, so just them spotted was pretty cool, and hopefully we'll see more of her.
Right. Okay, so for our next topic, Sports Illustrated has announced their new Sports Illustrated cover models for 2025. Ooh. And as always, on the right side of history, Sports Illustrated. Yeah. First, we're going to start with Selma Hayek. Which
she looks amazing.
She looks amazing to start, okay? Mm-hmm. It's her first time ever appearing in Sports Illustrated, which is in Sports Illustrated swimsuit, which is crazy to mm-hmm. me. But she looks amazing. She's never looked better.
I mean, that doesn't totally surprise me because she's like a serious actress.
No, me either. But like, but also like Slay Queen.
Yeah, she looks
amazing. Next is Lauren Chan. She's a model, broadcast host.
She's so gorgeous.
Model, broadcast host, and former features editor, big size inclusivity advocate, and a big part of the It Gets Better movement to support LGBTQ+ youth in the U.S. and Canada. She has been a big advocate for that organization. So, like, not only do we love size inclusivity, we love
Allyship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next is Libby Dunn, the LSU college gymnast. She retired, but she's known for really empowering women. And she really paved the way for leveraging her talent in social media.
Yeah, because she was like technically an influencer before anybody knew she was.
Yeah, so she was the first, like she was a big part of the NCAA's case where they lost because prior to that, in the NCAA, you couldn't have a sponsorship or any of that. Like in order to be considered like an NCAA athlete, and like Libby Dunn was like
getting full sponsors, right?
Well, she was the one that like helped pave the way to be like, hey, just because you're a student athlete doesn't mean you're not allowed to get paid. Okay. Like you're allowed to have these sponsorships because like it's still your livelihood that you live off of, which is great. And yeah, just really great. Mm-hmm.
My question is, her getting sponsors as an influencer, would that have deterred her from being able to, because they were sponsoring her?
Yes, she would
her
not
influencer-ness, not her gymnast.
It did not matter. Okay. You cannot be like paid in any way, shape, or form by any sort of company or promote any sort of product.
Like, don't have a job. Like that's so stupid.
Well, but that's what it was. It's yeah, like you can't get paid to like use your image mm-hmm. because you are supposed to be like a what's the word? Like a rookie is the wrong word. It's like, you know the word.
Amateur? No.
Yes. You're supposed to be like an amateur or like a status that is like not professional.
Yeah.
In order to like be eligible in the NCAA, which was a huge thing. Like I was always a huge advocate. Cause I was like, yeah, for example, colleges make millions of dollars off the likelihoods of their players. And like, the players couldn't get any of that money. Like that's crazy. So now colleges have to pay athletes for using their name and likeliness. And Libby Dunn was a big part of that. So we love to see it. And then, last one, my girl, Jordan Childs, Olympic athlete and UCLA gymnast. I love her so much. If you guys were watching the Olympics, She was part of the big controversy on the gold, on the gold individual event, not the gold, the floor individual event, where she had the bronze medal and it was contested.
And they took it from her, right?
Yeah, they technically tried to strip it from her. From my understanding, it is still in her possession, and she has not given it back. And guess what? She shouldn't, because it's her medal. It's not, I'm so sorry, it's not her fault that the judges messed up. What should happen is she should not be stripped of the medal.
Give the other girl also a medal.
Exactly. That is exactly what should happen, and there's no reason that it doesn't.
Yeah.
Some honorable, other notable mentions for SI models this year. There's this girl, okay, I have to show you her. She's literally just on the list of, like, one of the models. Holy cow. She is gorgeous. Her name is Acheng Agutu. I really hope I'm pronouncing that.
Oh, my God.
No, like, you have to see this picture. Like, and she apparently she appeared in Sports Illustrated last year, but she, like,
oh my God, she's gorgeous.
I'm like obsessed.
She might be the most beautiful person in the world. Like, no, like, she's gorgeous.
No, like, so stunning. This is the first pic. No,
I gotta follow her on IG.
No, I'm like obsessed with her. Like, tell me that's not like literally the most beautiful human you've ever seen.
For reals.
Other than her, notable mentions, Alex Earl, Brooks Nader, Camille Kostek, Xandra, and then my two girls, my two loves of my life, Alona Mar, Suni Lee. I love you guys. And they really do deserve a lot. But apart from the people that I mentioned, there are a lot of athletes, Olympians, Paralympians, a couple, I think there was one or two WNBA players. So, like, we love to see them pulling from, like, really all pools of body types, like strong, muscular.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's great.
Like, we love to see it. So I'm very, very happy about
Victoria's Secret. Take note.
Victoria's Secret could never.
Also, Victoria's Secret, literally joke.
Yeah. The next story is Justin Bieber financial trouble. So their TMZ just dropped a documentary that tells a story about how Justin Bieber was literally on the brink of bankruptcy when he sold his music catalog in 2022. Essentially, they audited him. They did a series of audits of Justin Bieber's financials, which, first off, the fact that you can audit an individual human, that, like, a private citizen, crazy.
I mean, isn't that what like tax people do? Tax auditors?
Yes, but like TMZ, oh, okay, like a third party company, oh, can see, hire an auditor. Oh,
that's crazy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, like, okay. Like, okay, yeah, the IRS can audit me.
Yeah.
TMZ can't audit me. Okay.
Also, TMZ, you can also go check.
Yeah. So they did a series of audits that found that the cancellation of the Justice Tour, because obviously the way that tours work, a bank literally has to loan you collateral for you to, like, reserve the like events and all that stuff, and then you pay it back once you do the tour. But if you cancel the tour, you learn something new every day. So when you cancel the tour, essentially, like, Justin then owed the banks like millions of dollars. And what happened was Scooter Braun fronted him the money, apparently.
In my head, I'm like, he should have, like, I feel like Justin Bieber, like, would have already have that money. Like, I don't know, like, but I guess he's spending so much. I don't know.
Yeah. So he fronted him the money, and, like, now then Justin owed him a bunch of money because it was, like, money, like, because by the time that Scooter had paid the banks, Justin had also, like, accrued interest on it, because, like, when you take out loans that big, like, if you're not paying, like, the interest goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then apparently Scooter tried to advise him to hold on selling the catalog because Justin Bieber is the youngest person to ever sell his, like, youngest person, like, that's as big as him to, like, sell his music catalog. So, like, that's a big thing. Like, it would have been worth a lot more in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
But I guess, and also, like, now there's this other layer where, like, Scooter Braun's not even Justin Bieber's manager anymore. So, like, there's so many things to unpack.
They don't have the friendship anymore. Well, we don't know, but seems as they don't have the friendship anymore. So it's like, as soon as you're not friends with someone that loaned you money, you're like, the person that loaned the money is like, I actually fucking want that money now.
Well, also, I think that would before probably,
I was like, doing you a solid.
Well, I'm also sure that, because that's not $20. That's like a lot. It was like, from what I saw, it was like in the range of tens of millions of dollars, which is crazy. I'm sure, I don't care. Like that would affect a friendship. Like, no matter how good of a friend you are, like, if somebody is just like not paying you back, like,
yeah,
there's been times where I'm like, okay, like, I know it's $150, but like, you have owed me $150 for 3 months.
Yeah.
Not Jasmine specifically, just like this has happened to me in the past. And I'm like,
yeah,
it does affect you and like your friendship, because then you feel like you can't like trust somebody, but then it's like weird. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's different if you like have an agreement,
100%, yeah.
But like to me, it's like the feeling like the taking advantage of, which mm-hmm. I'm sure had something to do with this. Very, very interesting.
That being said, this is coming from TMZ, so none of this
is true. Literally
none of this is
fact. Bible. No,
like,
none of it.
Known fact. Also, like, Scooter Braun. No. Like,
also, Scooter Braun.
He's been sucking on the like boob of Justin Bieber for so fucking long. Like,
yeah,
he can honestly get fucked. So, like,
I mean, Scooter Braun sucks. So.
No, I know. So, like, I don't know, but like, again, we also don't know like any of this for fact. So,
we're just reporting the rumors.
But it is like crazy. I think it's crazy to me that Justin Bieber has gone through all of this money. But also, that being said, like, he is married. Well, so it's like, and Haley's doing very well. So like,
well,
maybe that she just doesn't want to like.
I mean, one, we don't know that she's doing really well. Like, Road could be doing well, but like, still not be giving her a profit of millions of dollars. Because like, one thing is to like for a company to do well, and another thing is for her to be pocketing tens of millions of dollars a year, which is what it seems to be like. And from the TMZ documentary, apparently they're spending more than they're beyond their means. That
also, why would he sell it? Like, that is fact. That is Bible. Like, he did sell his shit.
But I think he sold it. At least he was like, I'm going to need it sooner rather than later.
And he sold it for $300 million.
It was $200 million.
But like, that's crazy that like he got that $200 million and then still wouldn't be able to pay off all the things. Like, that's crazy.
No, he can pay it off. He paid Scooter Braun off. From my understanding, he has paid Scooter Braun.
Oh, okay.
And he... Part of the reason why he sold his money was to pay Scooter Braun back.
Okay.
But they have now spent so much money that they are back again in financial troubles, which is crazy.
That's so crazy.
Again, we can't trust TMZ, but also it's like...
I hope that it's not true, but also like... I mean, he was so young when he got famous. Like, I could imagine like just blowing all that shit like so fast.
Also, can I just say Haley, you better get... some Instagram ads, because those Instagram ads can pay you some money.
I'm like
do 2 ads a month.
Yeah, just bite the bullet and just become a full-time influencer.
Who cares? You're Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, who cares?
The Kardashians do it.
And they do it every post.
And they get like tens of millions of dollars per post. It's crazy.
Yeah, just do it, girl. And also, I don't know if you have a prenup, but you should get a postnup.
1,000%.
Yeah,
you don't want him to have.
Because I feel like they did, but it was probably like protecting his money, and now she probably is
not necessarily better. Because I don't think a prenup can be worked that way. Because most of the time, prenups are like
protecting.
Are either we leave what we have, or the person with more money has to give this person X percentage. Yeah. But if it's labeled that way, and Justin has zero money, then it's like, okay, 10% of zero is zero. So like.
Yeah.
It won't affect it. We'll see.
All right. Our next story is a little bit of a sad one. Former President Joe Biden was diagnosed with cancer. I think it literally came out today.
Yeah, today,
right?
It was today.
Very, very sad.
It was either today or late last night.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
It was yesterday, because it literally happened during the show. And one of my friends, Vianna, she had an Apple Watch, and she was like, oh my God, Joe Biden. And we were all like, what? It was literally like during the show. So we were all whispering like, what? It was crazy. Okay, continue. Sorry.
It's very, very sad. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer. It's an aggressive form of prostate cancer. His office announced on Sunday. that should have given us a clue. Mm-hmm. Should have just kept reading. His condition is categorized by a Gleason score of 9. A Gleason score of 9 indicates a high-grade prostate cancer, meaning the cancer cells are poorly differentiated and likely to grow and spread aggressively. Yeah, so that's just extremely sad.
No, it's so sad. Yeah. It's always sad when like somebody gets sick and like I really and just like
no matter like age
hope
too.
The best. No matter age, like when people are like, well, he's old. It's like okay, but he still deserves to live.
Yeah, like his wife and his kids and his grandkids, very, very sad.
Yeah. Like, sending love.
Sending love.
Okay, so the next couple stories, there's 3 stories we would like to give a trigger warning on for physical violence. And sexual assault. Mm-hmm. There will be a timestamp in the description of this episode of when you can skip to. The stories will start now.
All right. This next story is that Kim Kardashian took the witness stand for 4.5 hours Tuesday in the trial over her 2016 armed robbery that happened in Paris, in which a masked gang made off with $10 million worth of her jewelry as she visited the French capital. Kim testified the robbery happened at around 3 a.m. at her hotel. She was in bed about to fall asleep when she heard people stomping up the stairs and then entering her room and wearing police uniforms. She recounted how she feared she would be raped when 2 men allegedly entered the hotel room and tied her up while she was wearing just her bathrobe. Also in the same courtroom, Kim responded directly to one of the defendants after she was read an apology letter in court. She said, "I forgive you." The man alleged to be the brains of the robbery after his lawyer read a letter to the court sent by his client to which Kim a year after the robbery, in which he said he was sorry. And so she said in court that she forgave him.
Okay.
It's crazy that this is like just now happening.
I was just thinking that.
That was almost 10 years ago.
No, it's not only is it crazy how long it takes for like things to happen in this, in the system, which like.
And also it's France. So like, who knows how long?
Well, that it might even be like an international case at that point, because it's like enough money that it could be like international, like jewelry heist. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So there's that, but then even like the fact that she was on the stand for 4.5 hours, that is so
long,
torturous.
Yeah.
And like, we'll get into this later, but like the amount of time these people can be held on the stand, it's like, it's torturous. Like,
yeah,
it must be like so painful to relive that, but to know like, okay, I have to do it.
Yeah. Well, and like also like a lot of defense attorneys are like kind of skeezy, so they're just like asking you the same questions over and over and over.
Yeah,
just
to try and get you.
I think it's great that she is still doing it, because like after 10 years, like it would be hard not to be like, well
especially because like she has enough privilege to be able to be like, you know what? Like, it's over. I've moved on. Like, I can just walk away. But she was like, no, like, I don't want this to happen to anyone else. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, I think it's really good that she's doing it. And I hope that her accepting the apology doesn't like sway the jury in any way.
I don't think so, because I think that you can forgive someone
and still want justice.
Yeah. Also, okay, yeah. Forgiving someone is innately acknowledging that, like, hey, I am forgiving you for a thing that you did. Hence, you did the thing, yes, so you should go to jail.
So true. Yeah, that's 100%. But I remember when that happened, though.
No, I remember, too.
It was so
I was in college. It was crazy.
So scary. And she was, like, so different for so long after that.
Yeah. And I remember on the show, she would just cry. She was like, like scared all the time. That's so terrifying.
All right, our next story is Halle Bailey, who was the live action Little Mermaid. She was Ariel, if anybody was trying to remember. She obtained a restraining order against her ex and the father of her son. he has to keep his name is DDG, which being her father, her kid's father, is like, I don't know who this man is.
Yeah.
Like, he is so like miscellaneous.
Whatever. No, literally.
He's like a Twitch streamer, but also a rapper. Like, nobody knows who you are.
I'll take people has nobody heard of for 2000.
Surely. Yes. So that loser is accused of physical and emotional abuse by Halle Bailey following their breakup last October. Halle claimed that he slammed her head into his steering wheel, which chipped her tooth. On May 15th, it was revealed that Halle Bailey was granted temporary custody of Halo, their son. And she's asking for only supervised visits. And now officially he has a restraining order against him. So okay. I think that that's good. She'll be able to keep safe and really scary. Like,
well, especially when you have a kid with someone, like, it sucks that that's what it took.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like once a line is crossed, you're kind of like, I also don't know the background if he had been any sort of violent to her before,
sure,
but like, to me, it's like one and done.
Yeah, 1000%. I'm glad she's out. She's safe.
Yeah.
It's obviously serious enough that she's like asking, do not like see our kid unless you have somebody like there. Like, that's.
No, that's. And I also think that's so smart of her. And like, use your power to like protect your kid. Mm-hmm. Like, good for you.
Especially when this guy was like just putting their son like on Twitch all the time without her knowledge.
I don't like that.
It's gross. Like,
no, it's so gross.
It's like, it's really like predatory weird. So glad she's out.
Yeah. So the last thing that we are going to talk about is the Diddy trial. So just to give a little background, Cassie Ventura and Diddy dated for 10 years between 2007 and 2018. In November 2023, she filed a lawsuit saying that he subjected her to a decade-long cycle of abuse, violence, and sex trafficking. On top of that, he is also facing multiple other sex trafficking charges that he has pleaded not guilty to. At this point, the trial has been going on for over a week. Last week, Cassie testified for 4 days, which, like, just talking about it is giving me chills. Like, just talking about, like, probably the most traumatic thing to ever happen to you for 4 days straight must be so tough. But also, like, I'm so proud of her for being like, I'm going to do this because, like, justice needs to be served. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go into details of what she spoke about, but essentially she talked about during the length of their relationship, the drug use, any sort of lawsuit settlement from 2023, sexual assault allegations, physical abuse, verbal abuse, coercion, lots of horrible stuff. And then this week, Cassie's mom and former best friend will testify. And they both have started to testify at this point.
I believe at least one member of Danity Kane.
Yeah, Don Richard. Don Richard, who is an ex-member of Danity Kane, has testified already. And she says that she not only saw Diddy assault Cassie multiple times, that she didn't go to the police because she was scared of Diddy. And Cassie said multiple times, like, the reason I didn't go is because, like, I was literally trapped. Like, he paid for her apartment. He gave her allowances. Like, she was literally physically unable to get out, which is so scary. That's really scary. But one thing I do want to point out that I think is, should be highlighted is, one, the bravery of everyone who's speaking out in this trial. And then after Cassie testified on Friday, her husband posted a really lovely, statement via her lawyer, which said, found it. So he said, I have felt tremendous pride and overwhelming love for Cass. I have felt profound anger that she has been subjected to sitting in front of a person who tried to break her. You did not break her spirit nor her smile. I did not save Cassie, as some have said. To say that is an insult to the years of painful work my wife has done to save herself. Cassie saved Cassie. She alone broke free from abuse, coercion, violence, and threats. She did the work of fighting the demons that only a demon himself could have done to her. All I have done is love her as she loved me. Her life is now surrounded by love, laughter, and our family. This horrific chapter is forever put behind us, and we will not be making additional statements. We appreciate all the love and support we have received, and we ask that you respect our privacy as we welcome our son into a world that is now safer because of his mom. Which,
I think that's the best statement ever.
No, I literally, like, just reading that, like, I was tearing up. And when I read it the first time, I was tearing up because I'm like, that's
exactly. You can feel the love through it.
You can feel the love through it. And I think that that is exactly the correct thing to say, all I have done is loved and supported of her. She's the one who's put in the work. Mm-hmm. And
just like any other.
Correct.
Victim that has ever.
And we stand with you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the end of our topics. So if you've reached here, you are past the trigger warning, mm-hmm. and you can continue listening.
Okay, welcome to Tipsy Jesus. Sorry,
I don't want to do that so bad. No, it's fine. We'll keep it.
Welcome to Tipsy Teasers. This is our segment where we have just like little announcements, new TV series.
Yeah. We just talk about things. We just talk about things we're exciting that are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the first one that we want to talk about is the new Lena Dunham ex Meg Stotler show called Too Much. It's a romantic comedy series and will be coming to Netflix already in July 10th.
Wait, that's so soon.
Lena co-created it with her husband, Louis Belber. The 10 episode show follows Jessica, portrayed by Meg Stotler, who's also on Hacks.
Yeah.
She's the redhead. Yeah. She's the girl that is like the assistant, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, I love her.
Yeah. She's super funny and her comedy is hilarious. But anyway, so the show is a New Yorker heads to London in the wake of a painful breakup. There she meets Felix, played by the White Lotus, Will Sharp. He's season 2 Aubrey Plaza's husband. So hot. The pair build a connection that surprises Jessica, but is impossible to ignore. So I'm sad. Like, it's yeah. Priscilla Lena Dunham. Like, she does not make a bad show. Like,
also, I was sad at rom-com. I was sad at rom-com show.
I was set on Meg Stotler and then also Lena Dunham. And I just think it's going to be.
I was sad before you started speaking, Jasmine.
Please. I can't wait. Lena did say, this is a show that is very close to my heart, created with my husband, cast with my favorite actors, the geniuses that are Meg and Will, along with a bevy of friends. Netflix has been so deeply supportive of the vision, which is to create a romantic comedy that makes us root for love, brings joy, and also has the jagged edges of life. So I think it's going to be incredible, and it'll win awards.
Lovely.
Probably. No, for a fact.
No.
Okay, Hulu is coming out with a series called Chad Power, starring Glenn Powell.
He's so hot. And also, somehow, a perfect Chad.
And this is his second Chad. He's played Chad. He was Chad in Chad Radwell in Scream Queens.
Chad Radwell.
He's been Chad twice, and he's had the name of, what's Nick Jonas's name in Scream Queens? That's his best friend in another movie too, in freaking
I don't know.
But he's had the same. Yeah. Anyways. It's premiering, well, premiere with 2 episodes on September 30th. Also not that far. It was co-created by Powell and Michael Waldron. It's a half-hour comedy, follows hotshot QB Russ Holiday. That's Glenn Powell. Whose bad behavior nukes his college career. As a result, he disguises himself and walks onto a struggling Southern football team as the talented, affable Chad Powers. Also Powell. It is based on a 2022 viral comedy sketch featuring Eli Manning. Like, that's all that, like, that's
I love to tell you something.
It's going to be amazing. Probably.
That actually sounds hilarious. Yeah, so yeah. I'm very excited.
And Glenn Powell does, like, physical comedy really well.
I agree.
So I think this will be really good for him. All right. New Superman trailer. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh my God.
Okay. Girl, I haven't even had time. Do you know how many times I didn't have dinner this week?
Okay. But so it's the new, it's the start of a new DC universe, cinematic universe. DC meaning
DC Comics.
DC Comics. So previously, well, now James Gunn is in charge of DC Cinematic Universe.
Correct.
James Gunn directed all the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He also did the newer Suicide Squad.
Correct.
I think that they're incredible, like in great hands. He's never really disappointed me, so I'm sad, honestly. Unless you have a different opinion.
I just have a hot take that...
What's a hot take?
I just don't think the DCU is as big of a hot mess as everyone thinks it is. It is what superhero movies were before Marvel tied everything together. It is just making... And I think Marvel's really good at making the sacred timeline and the tying all the things together. I think DC is really good at making a standalone movie. Mm-hmm. And I think... they should stick to their guns. Yeah. No pun intended.
I agree that the standalone movies are fine. I just think that I don't want to watch another fucking Zack Snyder movie ever again in my fucking life.
Oh, I mean,
and almost same. All like all of the movies except for like the new Jokers and Batman with Robert Pattinson. I think like those are good because they're.
But
like all the Zack Snyder stuff, Justice League, Batman versus.
But it's because they're trying Superman. To be Marvel. They're not.
No, I don't know.
Because that's okay. That, in my opinion, when Zack Snyder's DCU picked up, it was right when Marvel was like in the heyday because DC was like, we got to tie shit together. And I think they scrambled to try and tie shit together instead of Marvel had a plan. Did. From day one, which is why it worked.
Yeah.
Because they could tie things together. DC never thought about it, which is why it never worked.
Yeah.
Because it felt like they were trying to do something that didn't feel authentic or genuine to them.
Yeah. No, I mean, 1,000%, I don't disagree with what you're saying. I just don't like Zack Snyder's vision of how to make.
I mean, I agree, but I think it's.
Which is the main reason why I'm excited about James Gunn.
First off, I don't like Zack Snyder. Second off, I cannot like Zack Snyder and still be like, they hired Zack Snyder because they wanted it to be Marvel-y.
Well, I know, that's why they have a new...
Exactly.
That's why they have James Gunn now. Yeah. So I think it would be good. But I'm excited for this Superman. Superman is played by David Corenswet.
Corenswet? Yeah.
It's with one E.
It is with one E, but it's pronounced Corenswet. Oh, okay. From my understanding. Oh,
okay. He was in Twisters. He was like one of the...
Yeah,
bad guys and Twisters. I can't think of anything else that he's in, but he was in that show
like Hollywood. He was also in the first season of The Politician.
Okay, and he looks British, but he's not British, which is crazy.
Yeah,
doesn't he give a British vibe?
No.
Oh, I feel like he gives a British vibe. I think it's because he looks very similar to Henry Cavill, and Henry Cavill's British.
Yeah, but like he just looks like a generic, like square faced like man. Yeah, like
Rachel Brosnahan is playing Lois Lane, who is Marvelous Miss Maisel. And Nicholas Holt is playing Lex Luthor. And I'm excited to thirst after Lex Luthor, finally. I love Nicholas Holt so
And let me
much.
Tell you something. Nicholas Holt is always the right choice because that man has range.
Mm-hmm. Also, Justice for Warm Bodies. That should have won awards.
Wow. Warm Bodies. Wait, I'm so sorry. Justice
Skins?
For Skins.
I knew you were going to say that.
Skins.
Skins is a teen drama show. Yeah. It's like Degrassi, but way grittier.
It's like Degrassi, like but crazy. made in the UK in the early aughts. Okay, yeah. Do with that what you will.
They had no rules.
So the next tipsy teaser is Bridgerton. We got the first little sneak peek of Benofi season, and I'm very
what does
excited.
That mean?
Oh, Benofi for Riss is Benedict and Sophie. It is Benedict is the second of the Bridgerton brothers. Sophie is his love interest because these books already came out. It's not a spoiler. It's like when it doesn't matter. yeah, so I'm really excited. Of course, the like Bridgerton like people who think that it's like the they're all like Bridgerton has lost its charms. And I'm like, no. Bridgerton is giving me exactly what I want, which is
people,
yearning.
Yeah. Also, people like they were shitting on last season. And like, you guys need to
fucking chill out.
Okay? And let me tell you something. People aren't ready to hear that it's fatphobic.
It is. Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah. Because they were like, we're so excited. And then as soon as they came out, they were like, no.
And they're like, I don't know, just like, what's different about this year? But like, it's like, just say it out loud.
I can't.
10 toes down, bitch.
No, literally. But exciting with that is that they also announced the renewal for season 5 and season 6. If you were here last episode, which I hope you were, we talked about Bridgerton getting on a Love is Blind cadence.
Yeah.
And getting renewed for 2 seasons, to me, means they got to get in production, okay?
Yeah, that's like, because that's otherwise 10 years time.
No, literally. We'll be
watching when I'm 45.
Like. And guess what? Guess what? We can't keep replacing these, like, child actors. Like, we need to use the same ones.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last Tipsy Teasers is, it was announced that Spring Breakers is getting a sequel with a new cast. So the new cast will be starring Bella Thorne, Ariel Martin, who's from Zombies 2, Grace Van Dyne, who's from Stranger Things, and True Whitaker, which is apparently from Godfather of Harlem. So the four are set to play a group of rebellious girls who hit the road for spring break in a crime thriller described as a bold new ride for Gen Z. Personally, I didn't love the first Spring Breakers.
I never even watched it.
And let me tell you something. As someone who, like, Spring Breakers was made for me. I was like, I love all these girls. Mm-hmm. They're like, hot and rebellious.
Yeah, it was height of PLL. Pretty Little Liars.
And let me tell you something. I turned it off 20 minutes
in. I know. I heard it was so bad.
It was. That's how. And I was so excited. I was like, I'm so excited. Selena Gomez's first, like, adult role. Vanessa Hudgens. She's back.
Yeah.
It was bad. So,
we can only go out trying to watch it now.
No.
Okay. I mean, I don't even think I was like this one, but I'm happy for all those girls for getting that.
I'm happy for Bella Thorne because I do feel like she's been through a lot. Yeah.
And I'm happy to hear that James Franco's not in this one.
So true. Mm-hmm. Now that we're done with Tipsy Teasers, we are back with TLDR. We did not have a TLDR last week, but we have one this week because we have too much stuff to talk about. As a friendly reminder, TLDR, we each have 30 seconds to talk about a story, give our opinions, and the other is timing us. Okay, so I go first. Jasmine, are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you?
Yep.
Okay. Go.
Okay, so HBO has announced that Max is being changed back to HBO Max. Ooh. And let me tell you something. Stupid. And that's all, all I have to say about that. Okay, 13 seconds. Okay, great. Next.
Ready, go.
Okay, so Maya Hawke has been cast as Wyrus in Sunrise on the Reaping. I think this is amazing casting. And incredible she's going to be amazing.
She looks exactly like her.
No, it's crazy.
It's perfect casting. 25 seconds. Okay.
Okay. Next. Miss Jasmine, are you ready?
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready. Go. All right, Paris Hilton gifted a woman with a new car because the girl went on TikTok and said, my car went on fire, but my Paris Hilton cup is fine. And she's like, buy me a new car. And she bought her new car. And I think that's pretty cool of her. Pretty cool.
Slay. Hey, 16 seconds.
Oh my God. I thought I was doing way worse than that. I was like, way fast.
Okay. Ready?
Wait, is it me again?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Okay, the character Jessica Jones is coming back for Daredevil season 2 on Disney Plus. Kristen Ritter will return as the character, and yay, I love that show, so I'm excited. Great.
Okay. Wow, Slay. Okay, ready?
Me again?
Yeah.
Okay. Go. All right. 4 seasons was renewed. The show, the 4 seasons. Great show. Everybody, be excited for season 2.
6 seconds. Great. Okay. Okay, go.
Go with what?
No, it's my turn.
Oh, sorry. Go.
Okay, so Pete Davidson is red carpet official with his girlfriend, and I am Googling her name, Elsie Hewitt. That's it.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. She's quote unquote a nobody. She's not a nobody. She's a model.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I didn't know.
I mean, I didn't know of her either, but you can't say somebody's a normie and then be a model with like hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers. Please.
Okay. 25 seconds.
And then last one.
Go.
Okay. Hillary Duston's husband teased that she will be returning to music, and that's it. And I'm very excited.
Slay Hillary.
Let me tell you something. What's that song where it's like, oh my god, Rumors? No.
Oh, isn't Rumors a Lindsay Lohan song?
Wait, am I thinking of the rumors started? Wait. I'm trying to remember the song that I'm thinking of because you could pause it.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay. Well, I apparently don't have internet connection, even though I'm connected to the Wi-Fi.
I also mop.
Right now.
That's weird.
Okay. Well, I guess our Wi-Fi crashed out. Love. The song that I was talking about was Stranger, and it's so sexy. It goes, there's a stranger in my bed. Okay. Listen to it. Listen to it because I did not do it justice. And it's,
I do love her brunette.
I love her brunette. It's a really good song. Okay, so lastly is what we watched this week. I will start because I watched this week's episode of Survivor where they finally voted somebody out from their group. But guess what? They had to because there were only 6 people left. Okay. So they had to cannibalize their group. They voted out Shaheen. Let me tell you something. I was watching it and it was one of those things. I texted Sierra. Sierra's one of my...
Wait. Don't use...
Oh, okay. Sorry. My laptop did something. I texted one of my friends, Sierra, who watches it, and I said, Kyle just won Survivor. I think that is a winning move because Kyle somehow planted just like little seeds of doubt that made, it was like just enough of a lie to every single person for them to not be able to figure out what was actually going on, and nobody could pin it on him. It was genius. So that was great. And then I've been watching Summer House. I have had zero time to watch anything else. So that's all I've watched this week.
Okay, great. I watched a few shows. I mean, most notably Mormon Wives, but I'll start with, I watched the whole first season of Ted, the show. Like Ted the Teddy Bear.
How was it?
It was honestly really funny.
Oh, okay, good to
like,
know.
Like, really, really funny. I'm like, I find the movies funny, but like the show's like an origin story of it. And the kid who plays the young Mark Wahlberg is so funny. And the mom, I think her name's Alana Eubank. She's this like really funny actress. She is one of the friends on Legally Blonde. She's the brunette friend.
Oh my god, she's so funny.
Yeah, she's so funny. She has so many like hilarious roles, but she's the Mark Wahlberg character's kid's mom in this. She is incredible. Like, she needs to win awards. She's so funny. Her delivery is incredible.
Well, I mean, her gum smacking in Legally Blonde is iconic.
But she's so funny. I like, definitely, I recommend, it's crude humor, obviously. It's, you know.
I mean, it's Ted.
Yeah. But if you're not, that doesn't bother you, then I highly recommend. It's actually really, really funny.
Okay, slay.
Really, really funny. I also watched Overcompensating, which is
Benny Drama's new show. It's on my list.
So good. It's kind of like Bottoms meets Sex Lives of College Girls.
Which, what I'm hearing is, I'm sad.
Yeah, really, really, really funny. And it's like a good balance between, like, there's some serious moments and being hilarious, which is, like, kind of tough to do sometimes.
Yeah, but I think that that's, like, the correct way to go with, like, a 30-minute comedy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Really, really, really good. And then the other thing I watched is Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Ariana, are you going to stay here or do you want to leave the room?
No, I'm going to listen.
This show is the best show that's ever been on television, like reality wise.
Yeah.
They casted so well. And like, I mean, honestly, like it is credit to Taylor Frankie Paul. Like, I just think that like.
Also, if this podcast didn't know, Jasmine is an Exmo.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about that the first episode. But
yeah, but like...
We needed an update. So I am an ex-Mormon.
Correct.
So this show, and also from Utah.
Correct.
So, which is this show is based in. It is so spooky to watch sometimes. Also, like, I think in general, like, these women are a lot less Mormon. A lot of them have left. But the ones that are... like that stay in are, I don't think that they're as Mormon as they think that they are because they are doing sacrilegious stuff like left and right. Like even just like saying, like pretending to be baptized in the intro. And like, even last year when it was like in front of the temple with like the
handmade
stuff, like it's all just like, I just don't see how like
They could actually really.
They could actually get away with that without getting excommunicated for real.
Unless the church is like, we just feed people.
I mean, yeah, they're like earning money on them. So
yeah, sure.
But it's all just very interesting. I have like some faves of the girls and
I mean, I do too. Like you can say your full opinion. Like I'm sure my opinion will change.
Demi was like the fan favorite last year. She's fell off.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Like she's just like for real's a bitch. Like it's crazy. At first I thought the new girl was like clout chasing, but honestly, she is an original member of hashtag Mom Talk.
Yeah.
And like she was the one having like the swinger scandal with. And she does like she belongs there more than most of these girls, to be honest. And I think that like she was obviously approached to be on it. I don't see her asking to be on it, but like obviously the producers want this other swinger girl on the show. Like there's no way, like she was definitely like asked to be on it.
Is that really, really mean girl still on it with the short hair?
Yes, Whitney's on it, and she goes through a ride this season.
Yeah, because I remember that thing that she did to Demi. I remember I was just like, that was just mean.
Yeah, 1000%.
Okay, continue.
What am I trying to say? I think it was interesting seeing Michaela be more outward. I think people liked her because they found out she was like really blunt online after the first season. She seemed very meek in the first season. And then online she was being sassy. So she's like, oh, my audience likes it. And in this season, like she's like really mean the whole season, like blunt and mean and like just a bitch to be a bitch.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. Like, I think she was like, I think they're going to love this. But it's just like her being rude.
I don't like that.
It's like, yeah, it's sassy when it's a little bit, but when it's like everything that you say is just a mean comment about someone.
Then
like,
you're just mean.
Then you're just mean. But wait, oh, what?
I just remembered something that I wanted to say about Summer House.
I think Jen is being very like misunderstood. A lot of people are disliking Jen right now because so spoiler alert, I guess I don't know if people have not watched it, but you're gonna Jen and Zach are married, and I guess after the season Zach texted Demi and Jesse and said like he was like apologizing or whatever for like his behavior the season or whatever. And then they like decided to meet up, and he was like being like, oh, well, like they were saying, well, this is what Jen says about you. And he's like, oh, that's not even true. And then immediately, like without any, they were like believing Zach immediately, like literally after that conversation, they just like, after that, they were just like, they were on Zach's team, that he was right. And because he stated she was a liar, so that meant she's a liar. When in reality, how I see it is that she is in a most likely emotionally abusive marriage.
A 100%.
She went to her friends to vent and tell them, and then her friends just went and used that against her to her husband.
Yeah.
And now he's going to make her feel crazy because...
Yeah.
Because he's stating she's lying. So like,
yeah.
Now she's the crazy person. Now all the girls think that she's a liar and she's crazy. When like you see this girl, she's like in the whole season, her mental health is deteriorating.
That's so sad.
And it's really, really sad. And she's really struggling. And Jesse and Demi like just keep going after her and like calling her a liar and like being like, why don't you just admit it? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why do you care? First of all, like, why do you care that much?
I can't.
But, and then you just see her, and like she didn't even film like the last two episodes because they like the camera went black, and it was like Jen asked us to not film anymore so she could focus on her mental health. Like she was really in bad place, and then she found out she was pregnant, and she like sobs. She's so sad because she has to stay with this loser, and like the girls are being like, so she like is pregnant now, sad and depressed at home, and the girls are going on a girl trip, and they're like, it's so annoying that Jen wouldn't come. She's a coward. Like, she's so cowardly. And, like, meanwhile, like...
Like, she's literally being yelled at and, like, mentally abused by her husband. Like, they were alone.
And it's just like that, like, they, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, real friends wouldn't be like that. They would know what's going on. So they're just like, that was annoying. Like, I mostly like Jesse and I really don't like Demi, but like, Jesse, that whole situation with Jen, like, really, really bothers me. But, and now, like, it's ending and Jesse and Demi are fighting. It's like a whole other drama. And it's a to be continued, even though there's 10 episodes, but it doesn't say, like, when it's coming back, which is really, really annoying.
We'll see.
But excellent. Every episode was so, so good. Like, oh, also, I cannot wait for you to watch. I think it's episode 2 where Taylor's parents, they have Dakota over and her for a barbecue. And Taylor and Dakota aren't together anymore. Because she found out, like, he was cheating and whatnot. And her parents, all her family is on Dakota's side and, like, telling her to forgive him. And her dad's, like, it's, like, so, like, it's so, also, like, so, like, it's just, like.
I can't.
That's just, like, so classic Mormonism.
That makes me so
sad. And,
being,
like, this specifically being, like, they're totally on Dakota's side. And they're, like, talking to Taylor. And she was, like, it's not my fault. And he's, like, yeah, but he came over and you slept with him. Like, so what does that make you? Like, it was just like, it's just like, her dad said that. He was like, he's okay because he slept with you, but you need to forgive him because you let him sleep with you.
I can't.
So, like, being like, he's better. Like, it was insane. Like, you'll be baffled when you watch it. And the whole family, it's disgusting. And she's just sitting there sobbing.
I can't. It's really sad. This is making me, like, not even want to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's really, like, making me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, I might still watch it.
You should still watch it.
But maybe I just don't want to talk about it.
She does have better, like, interactions with her family, but, like, that was just, like, so disgusting to me. I was just like, no wonder she's, like, she's so traumatized. Like, she cries all the time. She's so sad, like, because nobody understands her pain. And, like, she's just, like, had such a shitty, like, it's just, like, so sad. Like, I hope that she, like, gets into a better situation. But they're not together anymore, like, at all. So that's really, really good.
Well, at least they're not together.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think my favorite is Macy, but she tries to stay, like, pretty,
it's still,
okay, pretty, like, she's, like, very, like, Switzerland. Mm-hmm. She's the one that, like, her kid's dad, mm-hmm. like, was in a car accident. Mm-hmm. And it seems like what I also like about her is that it seems like her husband is the only one that, like, stays out of the drama. Mm-hmm. Like, he's barely filmed. And I think that, like, it shows that, like, that's not, like, he's not, like, trying to get his bag, too. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, like, because all the others are, like, dad talk. It's, like, oh, my God. Be, like, more cringe. My God. Yeah. Like, it's so gross.
It doesn't, like, it's her thing. Leave.
No, literally. Why would a man be there?
Like, no, literally.
And, like, a bunch of the girls are pregnant now, which is crazy.
I mean, they're Mormon. It's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy. But, like, I think 3 of them are currently pregnant right now.
Yeah.
Also, Layla, like, speak up, girl. Like, literally, stick up for a single friend. She's, like, she wants to play Switzerland, but she won't, like, speak up for anybody.
Oh, I don't like that.
And it's, like, put 10 times down. Like, just say it with your chest. Yeah. Because, like, 2 times Taylor was, like, waiting for her to, like, she was, like, I'm going to stick up for you. I promise. If anybody brings it up. She's, like, okay. And then she was, like, so, yeah. And, like, waiting for somebody to stick up for her. And Layla's just sitting there corner, like, side eye. Like,
yeah.
But Layla and new girl Miranda are the only non-Republicans of the group, I found out this week.
So
we have to stand. Like, good job, Layla. You know?
Yeah.
Stay not sticking up for your friends, I guess. But, and it made me like the new girl, like, a lot more.
Yeah.
Because she, like, definitely doesn't look the type.
No.
Like, at all. So I was, like, very shocked and impressed. So very happy for those 2 girls.
Great.
Can't wait for you to watch.
Okay, so next is a cutesy little segment that we thought of together, just like a song that we have on repeat in our heads. Jasmine, you can go first.
Okay, mine has been the song that's been stuck in my head for the last 2 weeks. It's called Sue Me by Audrey Hobart. She is Gracie Abrams' like best mm-hmm. best friend, and she came out with a song, and it is so fucking catchy. It's such a good song.
Slay.
I implore you to listen to it.
Mine is Writings on the Wall by Role Model. Nice. It's for all the Delulu girls out there. He does have a line that says, Writings on the Wall, I pretend I can't read, which...
which IG caption!
No, literally, it will be my IG caption. And I swear, if anybody listening steals that caption, I'm a fight.
All right. Our next and last segment is 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. All right. Do you have your
person? Selena Gomez.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Mine was going to be Salma Hayek.
I'm thinking Salma Hayek, Channing Tatum.
Hold on one second. You said Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Salma Hayek, Channing Tatum, Magic Mike 3. Because that opens a world of possibilities.
Okay, see, I was thinking Selma Hayek to 30 Rock.
Oh, okay.
But we can figure out.
Yeah.
That was just an option we could also do. Or the Eternals.
Oh, yeah, because she is in Eternals.
Yeah.
So smart.
Because you could do... the Eternals to Barry Keoghan.
Yeah. I was thinking the Eternals to Angelina Jolie.
Oh,
to try,
yeah.
To try and oh, link yeah. Angelina to like one of the Martins.
Yeah.
To Steve Martin or Martin Short.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I'm trying to think of all the...
Yeah.
Brian Tyree Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's got to be somebody that was like in... Only murders.
Yeah.
There's been somebody like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Oh. But.
Paul Rudd. Wait, who was yours again?
Selma Hayek. I mean, he's Ant-Man, but they're not in a movie together.
No, they're not in a movie together. But. Who was in the post-credit scene? No, it was Harry Styles. It wasn't anybody as it appeared.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Oh, and it was Harry Styles and.
Yeah, and what's
that,
his face?
That
yeah.
comic that I can't think of.
Yeah. Right. Oh my god. Okay, so.
Okay, right.
Selma Hayek. What? Selma Hayek to Adam Sandler in Grown Ups.
Okay.
And then Adam Sandler to Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Friends. Paul Rudd. Selena Gomez. Okay, so Selena Gomez was in Only Murders in the Building with Paul Rudd, who was in Friends with Jennifer Aniston, who was in...
Jennifer Aniston. You got that from...
I got from Selma Hayek to Jennifer Aniston somehow.
Adam Sandler.
Okay, I am so sorry. It is 10:30 at night, and I have not slept more than 6 hours, but somehow I got it. Salma Hayek to Adam Sandler in Grown Ups to Jennifer Aniston in the murder mystery.
Just go
with it. To Paul Rudd and Friends to Selena Gomez in Only Murders in the Building. Mm-hmm. And that was our connection. We'd love to know if you can find a faster one.
I'm sure everybody can.
And if you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until then. Cheers.